It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Are you one of the smart people or are you one of the stupid people?
Nobody wants to answer that question. Oh, I think we have a glitch on our board.
So let's go ahead and find out. Okay. So I just gave these guys the world's shortest IQ test to determine if you are smarter than 80% of the population. I have audio from the dude that explains the answers here coming up in just 1 second. So before we get to that, Kristen, the first question about the bat and the ball, you answered what?
I answered 5 cents.
5 cents.
Yes, because if the total is 110 and the bat cost a dollar more than the ball, then the bat has to cost $1.05 and the ball has to cost 5 cents, and that total comes to 110.
110. Cassie.
I also put that the ball is 5 cents and the bat is $1.05.
So total was the question, right?
No, the total was in the question. The question is, how much does the ball cost?
Right.
I'm beginning to worry about the administrator of this IQ test.
You should, right. I'm doing a million things. So go ahead and give me the answer again.
The ball is 5 cents and the bat is $1.05.
Okay. Mo?
I also said that the ball is 5 cents.
I'm the only one who got it. So I was looking at this question. I was trying to think outside the box because I feel like these questions try to throw you off.
They do.
So I said that the bat is a dollar and the ball is free and the 10 cents is taxed.
I don't hate it.
I do.
Okay, so here's a dude on TikTok that is explaining what the answer is and why. Okay?
A bat and a ball together cost $1.10. The bat is $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? The answer? 5 cents. A lot of folks say 10 cents at first, making the bat worth a dollar, but that's where the trick is because that would only be a difference of 90 cents.
Okay. That one was so easy, I thought I had it wrong.
This must be wrong. All right, for question number two, Kristen, you answered what?
5 minutes.
5 minutes is your answer?
I also answered 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I also said 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I also said 5 minutes.
5 minutes across the board. The answer. And again, this is a test. It's called the shortest IQ test. And if you get them all right, you are smarter than 80% of the population. You all agree it's five.
Five minutes.
5 minutes.
If it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? The answer is still 5 minutes. That's because each machine pumps out 1 widget in 5 minutes. So if you have 100 of them, it's still going to take 5 minutes to punch out all of them at the same time.
Okay.
Yay. I do math real good. See, your parents, you should be proud that your kids listen to the Burt Show.
And your third answer, and again, the audio will explain what the question is and why the answer is the answer. Go ahead.
I got 47.
47.
Yes.
Okay.
I also did 47 days.
47 days it would take.
47.
47.
47.
47. Okay. Play the audio.
In a lake, there's a patch of lily pad. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch to cover half the lake? The answer is 47 days. A lot of folks say 24 days at first, but all you need to remember is that two halves make a whole, so if it's doubling every day, the day prior, it was half the size.
So you guys got them all right.
Well, except for me.
Which one did you get wrong again?
I got the sales tax one, the bat and the ball.
That's right. You're still up there, though.
Am I like 50% of the population that's what I'm smarter than?
You know what? Thinking outside the box is what keeps us evolving. So bright minds like yours are needed to push the envelope.
Oh, sure, getting the Emory grad, too.
It took me so long to answer these. I mean, the amount of time it took me took away from the fact that I got them right, because it took so long to get to them, right?
So you did it and you got them right.
I did get them right, but it took way longer than you guys
Maybe
had.
Something's wrong with the IQ test.
Thinking
outside the box is what keeps us evolving.
That is it, man. Have you ever taken one of these that have made you feel either really smart or really, really stupid before?
There's one that even stumped me. I had to look up the explanation, and it's one apparently Google gives to their engineers. I can bring it in for you guys if you want, but it's really, for me, it was really, really hard.
God, everybody's feeling so good about themselves. Maybe we shouldn't do this on a second day.
I'd love to ride my win. I'm cool. No more IQ tests for me.
The Burt Show.